Gairteen Health Centre has gone from strength to strength over the last 20 years in terms of delivering high quality care to the local community and surrounding area. So much so, it's been named Rural Practice of the Year. The number of patients attending the practice has more than doubled since then, with the building in its current state deemed no longer fit for purpose. Dr. Helen Fitzsimon says while she's humbled by the award, the facility has not grown in line with capacity, and that is causing problems.
I think there are lots of very good practices out there that could easily have got this award, but I'm very thankful and delighted to receive it this year.
It comes against a backdrop of a bit of a battle with the HSE, I understand, in terms of trying to make this GP practice a bit better in terms of facilities here.
That's right. We're struggling a little bit, as with all general practices, and the demands on us. I suppose our capacity is at an all-time high, and we don't have enough facilities, or the facilities haven't grown in line with the capacity and our workload. So we're trying to come to an agreement with the HSE for help in developing the building, and it is tricky, and I appreciate that. And we've been in talks with them quite a considerable length of time, at various different stages to look for assistance.
We heard today that you cater to something like 5,000 patients, and even what I've seen from in here, you're trying to utilise some space by creating offices in storage cupboards.
That's right, yes. Yeah, it's not very comfortable at the moment. We also have our lunches in the waiting room because we don't have an area to, we don't have a canteen at the moment. We're struggling at the moment. We have two medical students, one from Galway at the moment, and we have a UL student also, and we also have a GP reg. So I'm trying to facilitate education as well as seeing patients, and that's where my firm belief is in. It's in education, but we need facilities to try and accommodate that. We also have a new GP partner in since July of this year. Dr. Edward Herridge has joined the practice, which I'm delighted with, and he's going to be a big influence in the practice, but we need space. We're very time and limited for space. As it happens, there's one day a week I have to stay at home or practice from a different practice because I don't have space here.
Tell us about the sink in your office, doctor, and how long it took to get fixed.
It's 10 years with a cracked sink, and I broached it with several different people, and eventually within 24 hours a new sink was replaced. It took the newest maintenance manager from the HSE covering our area to do that.
And how does that make you feel as a GP who is obviously doing an unbelievable job here in Gairteen and the surrounding area, but to come up against something like that you can't get your sink fixed for 10 years?
Yeah, very frustrated, deflated, and very upset at times that we're busting ourselves and working to the highest level we can, serving the population, because the patients come first at all times. And it's highly frustrating and demeaning. Yeah. You wouldn't be happy coming to work, and you're definitely not satisfied having a lunch break, sitting inside in a waiting room, and patients knocking at the door consistently, looking for extra bits and pieces. Yeah, it's trouble when it doesn't need to be troubled. We need to have our downtime between the morning surgery and the afternoon surgery.
And what has the HSE's response been to date in terms of what you would like to see happen here?
it's very complicated. There's small funds for doing small works in buildings and larger funds for doing bigger works. And unfortunately, there's a fund lacking for the larger pocket that we would need. So they have to rejig in every year. There are different areas that will get the priorities funding. And outside of that, I have no more information. But we seem to be caught between a rock and a hard place here. They do understand that the area we're serving is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and they do understand the complexity and the capacity I'm dealing with. But it is a funding issue, and it's where the funds are going to come from. And they realise this building was erected in 1976, and a lot has gone on with this building since, and a lot of very basic work has to be done in it in order to get it to any kind of appropriate level for functioning.
And do you feel that this award may hold some weight in perhaps bringing that project forward a bit?
I think it might just show them how we appear nationally, and that we are serious, and that our patients do come first, and that they might follow us and they might help us a little bit more and take us more seriously.
Dr. Edward Herridge recently began working with the practice and agreed that the building needs an urgent upgrade.
So I started here recently. It was only in July 2024 after I finished the training scheme. But I worked here before for 6 months as part of my training, and I liked it so much that I decided we might as well come back and join Helen here.
It's a busy practice, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, geez. The thing about us is we keep accepting more patients, and the demand is definitely there, yeah. So yeah, we try and keep up with it.
But you would like to see maybe this building improved, I'm sure.
It is a bit small at the moment, yeah. So in terms of trying to keep up with the demand of the patients, I do personally feel, yes, there is scope for improvement in the building.
Fianna Fáil councillor Paul Taylor says the HSE must step up to the plate once and for all.
It's phenomenal for a small rural practice and a small rural village. We're delighted to have it here. It's very, very important to keep it here. And it's important that, you know, we help as a community and we help the practice to build. And that's not happening at the moment. I've had been talking with the doctors over the last number of years. We're looking for help from the HSE, we're looking to expand the practice, to make it bigger, to make it fit for purpose, because the area that's in there at the moment is not fit for purpose. It's not fit for purpose for the staff, it's not fit for purpose for the doctors themselves, and we're just not getting the answers that we're looking for. But it's time for the HSE to stand up and step up to the plate here. Now, as we've said, up to 5,500 patients winning awards, big awards, national awards. So I would ask that the HSE step up now and they help this practice. You have genuine doctors here who want to care for genuine people as well, and they want to expand and they want to make it bigger and they want to work in this community, and we should be supporting that. We're proud to have that here, and we should be supporting that, and the HSE should be supporting it as well.
The buck ultimately does stop with the HSE, but do Sligo County Council have a role in putting the pressure on the HSE maybe, or even should it be raised on the floor of the Dáil considering it's set to resume on Wednesday?
Absolutely. I think from now that all has to happen. Yes, everyone has to step up to the plate and put pressure on the HSE. And listen, I know there's probably pressure coming on the HSE from a lot of different places, but we're not asking for very much here, you know, in the scheme of things. We're asking for a bit of space, and even if we can get something that's just a short-term measure until maybe something else happens around the village, that we can create more space here in this building. But everyone now needs to support this practice, needs to support the building, and really what we're doing is we're supporting the patients here. And when you think of it, when you say a number like 5,500 patients, it's huge. So something has to happen somewhere, and this practice will be staying here. We will be making sure it does stay here. Dr. Helen wants to stay here. When she wants to stay here, we should be supporting that.
Catherine Gaffney, Ocean FM News.